So today is Easter, and not just Easter for us here in this church, but Easter all over the world. This is Easter not only for the Protestant denominations, such as us Methodists, but also for the Catholics, and also for the Greek and the Russian Orthodox. For every Christian denomination that I'm aware of, today is Easter on the calendar. That doesn't always happen. And so it's a time to really celebrate that and to remember that it's not just our celebration, we Methodists here in Petaluma. This is a time when all the world rejoices at the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and when each of us can take solace in knowing that there are billions of others worldwide who rejoice this day. No matter where they live or how they look or how they were raised or what their beliefs are, what their ethnicities are, what their economic class is, how healthy or sick they might be, how old or how young, how rural or how urban, how wise or how foolish, how Republican or how Democrat, how political or the opposite of political, which would be sort of living out on your own in the middle of nowhere, I suppose. This is a day of great rejoicing, because it's not only that Jesus, that wondrous, miraculous figure, who lived all those centuries and centuries ago, was resurrected, pulled from the tomb, and rose up and walked the world again after he had been declared dead. But also each of us have that chance to resurrect in our own lives and become something greater than we were. Earlier today, we had a sunrise service out on the front lawn with the lion and the lamb, and the mighty few that were there. It was a beautiful little service. And afterwards, went and had breakfast, which was great, and then took a little walk and decided to stop in across the way at St. John's Episcopal Church, where Father Daniel Green was preaching. It's always good to hear someone else preach. You can learn things such as, wouldn't do it that way, but you can also learn great things about someone else's point of view, someone else who considers these questions of the meaning of God in our lives and of the meaning of Christ for all of us as Christians. He gave a wonderful sermon, and it's a beautiful sanctuary over there. I'm so pleased we get to be in the same neighborhood as our Episcopalian friends. But he spoke about how the resurrection is what reminds us of how God has transformed and changed our lives. And yet, we are not any different than we were before. We still have our same issues and challenges. We're still the same age and physical shape and economic background and social class and live in the same location, and all those things that don't really change except gradually over time, perhaps. But what has changed is that our hearts have been opened to the power of Christ, and we feel the presence of the Spirit in us in a way that perhaps we did not feel or experience or know or realize before. And knowing that, feeling that expressive, creative, wondrous healing that God brings to us when we are willing to open ourselves to God, there's nothing like it. We'll still have to go to work or make breakfast or do the laundry, or pay the bills, or deal with our health issues, or deal with the passing of friends and family, or deal with the miscommunications that humans are so talented at, I can't help but think that it's a gift or a talent in some way because we're so good at misunderstanding each other so consistently. I sometimes think our new president is a reminder of that. There is much to learn from that person. Not things we necessarily want to learn, some of us, but I genuinely think he's doing the best he can, which is sort of sad, but he is doing the best he can. Each of us is doing the best we can. And that's what brings me to forgiveness, because forgiveness is what the theme is of this sermon today. Continuing with the emotional intelligence that I've been speaking about for all of Lent, and that we're concluding today with today's sermon on Easter Sunday. We spoke about self-awareness and about empathy and about confidence, about compassion, about dealing with stress, many things. But today it comes down to forgiveness, because one of the ultimate acts of forgiveness that Jesus in his life and in the midst of his death brought as a model for all of us. I know you know these words. From Luke 23:34, then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." And isn't that true for all of us? So much of the time, we do not know what it is we're doing. We think we do. We hope we're heading in the right direction. We hope that it all will come out right in the end. But we often don't know what it is we're doing. What is that with a wish and a prayer? It'll all come right? And that's true. Because perhaps we can't ever fully know what it is we're doing and why it is we're doing what we do. So forgiveness is something that we can not only use with each other, but also with ourselves. As the children and I earlier were talking about, forgiveness is something that is eternal. And if there is one message that Jesus brought, along with, of course, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Well, you can't really love unless you forgive, because we all have things that happen, misunderstandings. And at times it's hard to let those go because they give our lives meaning. I know that there are some people here, as for myself, I can say that there are heartbreaks that I had in my life, sometimes even as a child, that were so painful to me that I was not able to let them go because it just seemed like my life would truly have no meaning if I let them go. If I let them go, that would mean it didn't matter. And if it doesn't matter, then what does any of this mean? So I take a negative response to life. I'm angry about what happened, and I'm resentful about what happened, and I don't know how to take vengeance about what happened, but if I could, maybe I would. That is a dark, dark path that one might go down, and to some degree, any and all of us have experienced it. And some of us might have found a way to deal with it, to bring forgiveness into our lives, as Jesus did. Forgive them, for they don't know what they do. He was talking about forgiving not only the Roman soldiers following orders to kill him, but also the Sanhedrin, the heads of the Jewish temple, and the people who cried, "Crucify him," just the day that he was crucified. Remember, he came in on Palm Sunday, honored, shouting, "Hosanna," Jesus is here. It's all good now. Days later, kill him, crucify him, get rid of him. And yet he found a way to forgive. The challenge with forgiving is that it's not an easy process or a simple process. It's not something that you just do and it's done. It's over. It's a constant. It's like, how do we worship? How do we learn to pray? Well, we give ourselves again and again to the process. We pray, hopefully on a regular basis, maybe every day, maybe multiple times. Then again, maybe it's once a week. Maybe it's once a month. Maybe it's only when we really need to. Humans have a great ability to convince themselves they've got it figured out. And they also have a lot invested in thinking they should be able to say they've got it figured out. So prayer is something that doesn't come easy for some of us. Asking for help. Asking for forgiveness. Asking for direction. Asking for hope that this day might get better, that this life might ease, that the presence of the Holy Spirit might join us and lift us up so that we feel renewed, at peace, fulfilled, even if it's just for those few brief moments. If we don't ask for help, it's hard to get that, hard to get that relief, hard to get that help, hard to get that guidance from Jesus, from the Lord, from the Spirit that's around us. You remember Tinkerbell in Peter Pan? Now, Tinkerbell is often seen as a fairy, a sort of not dependable kind of character, mischievous, as fairies are often seen in many stories. But what I appreciate about that model of Tinkerbell is that it reminds me of having that angel on your shoulder, that power of spirit that is around you and with you, whether you know it, but it's there all the time, waiting for you to call, waiting for you to acknowledge the spirit on your shoulder, with you, around you, ready to help. But we have so many barriers, so many things that stop us from realizing that. I shouldn't need help. I'm smarter than that. If I ask for help, it probably won't be there. Then they'll think I'm talking to myself. And if I ask for help and nothing happens, then my last hope is gone. I have nothing else to call on. So better to keep it out there. As a, you know, when I'm hanging off the edge of the cliff and the tiger's underneath me about to eat me, then I can pray. If we don't practice asking for help, if we don't practice praying, if we don't practice forgiveness, it doesn't work as well. Forgiveness does not judge. With forgiveness, there's only the feeling of love. And therefore, whatever be the other's fault, whoever that other is, or whatever that circumstance was that we find it hard to let go of because it gives our lives meaning, negative meaning, but meaning nonetheless. Once a person is forgiven, the resulting happiness and joy can be shared by both, the one we forgive and ourselves. Even if we don't tell that other person or that situation we forgive them, inside, we hold all of this energy, all of this meaning in this tight, constricted ball of anger, or hatred, or fear, or anxiety, because we won't forgive. It's hard to forgive. It's not easy. If it was easy, we wouldn't have this example of Jesus. hanging on a cross, saying, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." If it was easy, that would have been week one in Galilee. Forgive them. Hey, got it. What's next? The path to God is not only filled with good intentions and trying one's best, it's filled with real and ongoing work. And forgiveness, in many ways, is at the heart of it. Because unless we forgive those others, that situation, the world at large, unless we forgive this broken, monstrous world, we cannot even begin to approach love. And if we can't approach love, we can't be truly compassionate. And if we can't be compassionate and empathize with other people's sufferings and joys, then how can we ever learn? And how can we ever become wise? And how can we become one with God? Those things only happen briefly and for a moment, and then we're starting all over again. It's like, you know, we need to eat three times a day, right? Wouldn't you think it would be easier if we just ate once a day and that took care of it, or didn't have to eat at all? Think of all we could get done. But there's a reason for that. We have physical bodies, and they need to be nourished in order to keep going. So we have to eat. And then once we finish eating, we can keep doing what it is we're asked to do. But we'll need to eat again in a few hours' time. And then we need to sleep. All of these things we need to do day in and day out. But as a result, we can get pretty good at it. Pretty good at sleeping, pretty good at eating, pretty good at having an interest in food, cooking, all of those wonderful gifts and talents that we can develop because we're required to. Forgiveness is a gift and talent that we're required to learn and practice also. And if we don't, we lose so much. We lose the opportunity to move beyond the concept of being in union and in relationship with God in Christ. A nice idea. A cool movie we can go watch once a week here in the sanctuary. Something we might be reminded of when we read Scripture. But unless we're really willing to give ourselves to the process of forgiveness, leading to love, leading to compassion, leading to joy and to wisdom, our lives cannot be truly changed and transformed. There's, of course, as always, more that can be said, but I want to read something from a wonderful theologian, Henri Nouwen, who died 20 or more years ago now. But he said, "Perhaps the most radical statement Jesus ever made is, 'Be compassionate as your Father is compassionate.' For God's compassion is described by Jesus not simply to show me how willing God is to feel for me or to forgive my sins and offer me new life and happiness, but to invite me to become like God and to show the same compassion to others as he is showing me." We cannot get to that point unless we forgive the things we have done that are foolish and the things that others have done to us or around us that we regret and resent and hold hostage. We hold our grief and our frustration hostage as some kind of payment for what we've suffered. And we have to, in time and with practice and patience, learn to let that go so that that tight fist that is held next to our hearts might loosen and we can let God's grace into our lives. I'd like to conclude with a a poem by one of my favorite poets. Some of you will recognize the name of Jalaluddin Rumi, one of the great visionary poets of creation. Who gets up early to discover the moment light begins? Who finds us here circling, bewildered like atoms? Who comes to a spring thirsty and sees the moon reflected in it? Who, like Jacob, blind with grief and age, smells the shirt of his lost son and can see again? Who lets a bucket down and brings up a flowing prophet? Or like Moses, goes for fire and finds what burns inside the sunrise? Jesus slips into a house to escape enemies and opens a door to the other world. Solomon cuts open a fish and finds a gold ring. Omar storms in to kill Muhammad and leaves with blessings. Chase a deer and end up everywhere. An oyster opens his mouth to swallow one drop. Now there's a pearl. A vagrant wanders empty ruins. Suddenly he's wealthy. But don't be satisfied with stories, how things have gone with others. Unfold your own myth without complicated explanation, so everyone will understand the passage, knock, and the door will be open to you. Start walking toward Jesus. Your legs will get heavy and tired. Then comes a moment of feeling the wings you've grown lifting you up. Happy Easter, everyone. The resurrection is with us. No matter what we do, it's still with us. But if we welcome it, how much more it will do.